Meanwhile, let us turn to the second of the three principal objects of gratitude in Buddhism, that is to say, our teachers. By teachers, I mean in this connection, our secular teachers. That is to say, I don't mean here our Dharma teachers. I mean all those from whom we derive our secular education, even our secular culture. Here, our school teachers have, obviously, an important place. From them, we derive at least the rudiments of such knowledge, such learning as we have. And we therefore have to be grateful to our teachers. The fact is that we've found out very little of what we know or what we think we know for ourselves as a result of our own efforts. Practically everything that we know or think we know has been taught us in one way or another. If we think of our knowledge of science and knowledge of history, for example, then few of us have even performed a single scientific experiment or discovered even a single historical fact which no one else had discovered. All our work, so to speak, in this field has been done for us by others. We have benefited from their efforts. Our knowledge, we may say, is little more than the echo of theirs. And I'm not just thinking of living teachers. We also learn from books. We learn from people who've been dead for hundreds, even thousands of years. We learn from the writings that they've left, from the records of the words that they spoke. So to all of them, too, we should be grateful. Moreover, it's not just a question of our learning from them in a purely intellectual sense, not just a question of our acquiring information. Among those books that we read, are great works of the imagination. There are great poems, great novels, great dramas, and these works are a source of infinite enrichment. We would be immeasurably poorer without them. They help us deepen our experience. They help us enlarge our vision. So we should be grateful to the great men and women who have produced them. We should be grateful to Homer and Virgil, Dante and Milton, grateful to Aeschylus and Kalidasa and Shakespeare and Goethe, grateful to Cervantes, Jane Austen, Dickens, Dostoevsky, and hundreds of others. Grateful to all of them. And writing in so many different languages. Some of them have influenced us more than we can possibly realize. Recently, the American critic Harold Bloom has gone so far as to claim that Shakespeare is the creator of human nature as we know it today, which is a very big claim indeed, but he gives his reasons for it. But I don't want to give you the impression that we learn only from books, or that we learn only from the great writers. Our experience is deepened and our vision enlarged by the visual arts and by music. The great painters and sculptors, the great composers, are also among our teachers. They too have enriched our lives, and to them too we should be grateful. If I don't actually mention any names in this connection, it's because there are simply so many to choose from, both ancient and modern, Eastern and Western. It's certainly not because I think that the great artists and the great composers are less important than the great poets, novelists, and dramatists. So it should be obvious by this time what I mean by our teachers in this connection. I mean all those who, between them, have created our collective cultural heritage. Without that heritage, we would not be fully human. So we should be grateful to the great poets, artists, and composers, should remember what we owe to them, should not only enjoy their works, should celebrate their memory, share our enthusiasm for them with our friends.